Star Four the other day, got the money with Linda Meach on board. Morning, Kieran.
Morning.
Now, Linda Meach came up and rode for you. Is she going to be a regular fixture for you here?
Well, Linda's a regular rider for us, and she's really gels well with that horse. So we thought it was a good fit to send her up to Sydney, and she got the job done quite nicely.
Where to for Star Four now? Where do you go?
There's a quality back there. I think it's Randwick, 2 weeks from last Saturday. And then he's probably looking for a stakes race after that.
I was just talking to Tony McAvoy about Sunlight, and we mentioned Zoostar throwing the trifecta on the Coolmore, and Star Falls, a Zoostar colt as well.
Yeah, he is. He's he won his maiden, his first prep, and he really furnished on the break and to come back. And you know, he was impressive. Well, he's been very impressive. He's all his three starts this time round, and you know, he's a son of, you know, one of the hottest young sires. So you know, if he keeps on this upward spiral, who knows where he could end up.
Now, All Too Royal, you set up at one at Echuca, then one at Mornington. This looks like it's got it's obviously got a fair bit of ability. It came here and ran second on the Kenso twice, and then won at Canterbury the other day. It looks like a handy All Too Hard gelding.
Yeah, he is. He really put the riding on the wall when he ran second there. They sort of gapped the rest of them, and then last start, he put them away quite nicely. He's a horse that's sort of building in confidence and with each run, and really enjoys it up there in Sydney. And we accepted for him for this Saturday, so we'll have a look at the field and see how it maps. If not, he'll run the following Saturday. But he's a horse that's definitely ready for Saturday grade and trained on really nicely.
Kieran, how many horses do you anticipate when you initially set up a Warwick farm that you'll have here?
We've got 30 boxes, so yeah, I anticipate having 30 horses there.
And who will actually run the camp for you here? Have you got a stable foreman already here?
Yeah, Annabelle Neesham.
Yep.
She's been up in Brisbane for about the last month with Dubious, but she runs the Sydney stable for us. And she's been doing really well. She's been there for about 3 months now, and they got a good little record and a good system. And I'd say she'll handle it, no problem at all.
Kieran, where will you go with Dubious? Ran second the other day to Exhilarates. How'd they put up?
He put up great. He's in super form. He'll have a little spell out there at Aquas up there on the Gold Coast, and he'll have probably a week just of doing nothing, another week just sort of working every other day. Mm. And then we'll sort of target him into the slip of one run in. It'll probably be the Todman or the Skyline. We'll just see how he comes to hand.
Well, he's already a Randwick winner. He won the Breeders' Plate there, the Group 3, back in September, first start.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he won that in record time, and he hasn't really done anything wrong. You know, he's a really bright colt. He's pretty casual. He's got a great attitude, and he might even find a length with a set of blinkers on as well. So just because he's of his relaxed attitude, but really bright colt. He's got a good pedigree, and really excited to see what he can do in the autumn.
He's not a single doubt, by gee. He throws some good horses, not a single doubt, doesn't he?
He does. They're just very genuine, very straightforward. Most of them have got good action. And, you know, as he has a great temperament, they seem to throw to the sire.
Well, Kieran, good luck. Good to see you here and getting a few winners. And we look forward to seeing Dubious getting set for the Golden Slipper.
Cheers. Thanks very much.